The world's longest-serving head of state is currently the King of Thailand. He holds a special bond with millions of Thais. VOA's Ray Kugel tells us about a film which shows one man's unique relationship with him.
Bhumibol Adulyadej is the King of Thailand. Also known as King Nine, he holds a unique position in the country's history, serving as Thailand's longest reigning monarch for 68 years, since 1946. The emotional connection he holds over his people is the focus of the film called I See. A middle-aged man named Pon lives a seemingly normal life in a Thai village. He is visited at home and blessed by a Buddhist monk, and has a happy relationship with two young playful nephews who go fruit picking. Pong's friend, Brother Chert, comes by to bring him food from the market. It is another item that puts the story in sharp focus. Brother Chert presents Pon with a framed picture of the king. Pon clutches it to his chest, and his nephews offer to help him hang it up. Pon is blind. He cannot see the picture, but says the king can see him. The Majesty's portrait is a source of faith, love, and reassurance that he can only internalize. But it is a similar reverence felt by those in Thailand who have not lost their sight. I See is written and directed by Chin Thong Sakun Sathopon, who is based in Bangkok. I spoke with him about the importance of the king's image and how he came up with the story to explain it.
When I look into many homes and I see the king picture, so I was wondering, what would the blind feel? If blind have a picture, would he hang it there or not? That's how I came up with this script.
How important is it to have the king's portrait hanging in the house?
It's similar to why Thai people hanging some Buddha statue on their neck, like a necklace. It can remind us to do good, to not do bad things. Also, it reminds us from his speech that he says he is taking care all of Thai. We feel he's taking care all of us. He's watching us.
Does anyone ever question whether you can live without his picture hanging in the home?
Normally, Thai people don't question that.
Are you making the message stronger in the film by having someone who is blind, having such respect for the king, a man he can never see?
For me, as we know that blind can see things, but something you can only use your eyes to see, but you have to open other sensations to feel. So I pick up a blind man to explain, to show this.
How personal is the message for you being from Thailand of having the picture hanging in the house?
I feel warm. I feel safe. I feel family. I feel great. Yeah, those are how my feeling. And I also feel proud of it. Proud of my king and my country.
Do you still hold as strong a feeling towards the portrait of a king since you have actually lived and worked outside of Thailand off and on in your life?
No matter where I am, this feeling still with me. It doesn't matter where I am. For example, when I was walking on the street in New York, and I walk past the Thai embassy, and if I see the king portrait, I will do my respect.
How do you show your respect?
Similar when you see a monk or you see the Buddha, you use your two hands, combine them together, and nod your head, giving the respect by two hands.
I See is a character study of devotion, enhanced by the film's Thailand location in Samotsakon. The short 8-minute film, which is screened at several independent film festivals around the world, shows that deference to something beyond yourself is a key component of humility. It is personal on the highest level. IC validates the deep emotional comfort even a portrait can provide, whether it is in front of you or in your mind's eye. I'm Ray Kugel.
And you may see IC at vimeo.com/cinematography/IC, which is all one word, I-S-E-E, and it's cinematography, a play on words with the director's first name, Chin, C-H-I-N-E-M-A-T-O-G-R-A-P-H-Y. Stay tuned. Steve Norman is up next with the latest world news, Steve Norman and International Edition. I'm Jim Stevenson. Thanks for joining us today on Daybreak Asia.